Mexican officials go on defense over bombshell reporting an invisible coup. By John Binder on February 2, 2026. Mexican officials are going on the defensive in response to reporting in number one New York Times best-selling investigative journalist and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's latest book, The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. During an appearance on Fox News Channel with Maria Bartiromo, Mexican Ambassador Esteban Moctezuma Bargan denied reporting from Schweitzer that groups involved in anti-immigration and customs enforcement (ICE) riots in Minneapolis, Minnesota, have ties to Mexico's government. "We know that foreign powers like Mexico are actively involved in what they call the resistance to Donald Trump," Schweitzer told Bartiromo in a recent interview. "That's not my words, that's what Mexican officials who live inside the United States say." In particular, Schweitzer said that a couple of anti-ICE groups are linked to the Mexican consulate. Moctezuma denied the reporting, suggesting that Mexican officials are working closely with President Donald Trump's administration on immigration issues. "I think that facts are much better than opinions. I just want to tell you that when he says we're working against President Trump's, you know that the vote of Latinos to President Trump rose from 28% in 2016 to 48% in 2024, Moctezuma told Bartiromo. Mexican migration has been dropping consistently since 2000. So what you see, that reality offers a very different view. Mexico and the United States government are working very closely to tackle the migratory issue. You've heard President Trump saying that the border is the most secure border in the world. And regarding security, you know that deaths because of fentanyl overdose have dropped 27% in the U.S. and that's because President Sheinbaum has been very, very tough against Mexican cartels. The thing that you can see is that Mexico is part of the solution, not the problem." Last week, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum denied Schweitzer's reporting in The Invisible Coup, calling the investigative journalist a person who wrote a book. "Consulates have a role determined by international laws. And what our consulates essentially do is provide protection and assistance to Mexicans in the United States," Sheinbaum said. "That is their job, it is fundamental and that is what they are dedicated to do," she continued. "We categorically deny that they are doing anything related to U.S. politics. We are very respectful. If we demand non-intervention from other countries, we obviously comply with that constitutional principle ourselves." With more than 50 consulates in the U.S. today, Schweitzer writes, "The Mexican government is blatantly interfering in our domestic politics, working with American political advisors to turn legal and illegal migrants inside the U.S. into a political force to wield for their benefit." Schweitzer notes that former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, toured American cities in February 2017 with the purpose of rallying Mexican migrants in the U.S. against President Donald Trump's border policies, which crippled drug cartel profits through strict immigration enforcement. AMLO, in his attempts to upend Trump's border policies, went as far as to suggest turning Mexico's consulates into migrant defense offices. Schweitzer writes, "An unprecedented level of lobbying by a neighboring nation's leader against a sitting American president. AMLO was not simply aiding migrants in their legal battles in the United States. He was calling for and working toward an electoral change inside the U.S. Schweitzer writes. "A foreign leader so brazenly interfering in American politics was unprecedented, at least from a country with which the United States was not at war." Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and is available to purchase here. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.